With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Merrick Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Wise Wednesday Hump Day Live Studio audience have their common sense caps on and are ready to wrap up an amazing March and kick off April, implementing all of the tips and takeaways they've learned, listening to the 259 segments of this live show to take action to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference. It's the final week of March Madness, Maskless Month, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. And if your governor is still a mask hole, it's time for you to rip off your dirty masks and take action today. Tell him you won't obey no more to the tyranny. And if you live in a state, like here in Anarchy, Arizona, that lifted the mask mandate, but you're still wearing one, especially in your car by yourself, don't be a mask hole and fall victim to being Shawshanked. You know, like the movie where the prisoners were given their freedom and let out, but they wanted to actually go back in prison because that's what they were used to. Don't be Shawshanked. It's time you rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
No more excuses and no more masks. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. We have the power to change everything, not the elected elites. Remember, it's the consent of the governed.
Snap out of it.
Today's topics on episode 192, Smart Storage, Stand Out Now, Motivation, Arizona Recalls, and Cause Marketing. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. DD needs a wiki. Going to get her a stage name. Smart storage for your travel, personal, sporting needs, and more. Dolores Hirschman, using speaking to build your business and stand out. Terry Tucker, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Miss Shelby Bush, recalling the Merrick Corruption County Board of Supervisors. You know, the audit guys, the audit team, shredders. Governor Doug Ducey. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs and a few other elected heat elites here in Anarchy, Arizona, and bringing up the rarest Kay McDonald, growing your business while making a difference in your community. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free safe space, sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Yesterday, Clay Clark of the Thrive Time Show, Linwood Fireside Chats, and host of the huge Health and Freedom Conference was on our all-star show, and he made a huge unofficial announcement about a very special speaker at his event April 16th and 17th in Tulsa. Let's just say it was a beast to set up the security. The event is sold out, but it'll be live streamed so everyone can watch. Several of our current and upcoming partners are speaking. Mark Victor Hansen, episode 122. Dave Scarlett, and Prophet Amanda Grace. They were on episodes 161 and 183. Clay, we did an episode with him back in September, episode 126. You're going to have Lynn Wood, General Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Mike Adams, and Vander Steele, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Christina Northup, and so many more patriotic leaders, including the special guest, the huge special guest. I'll be attending the VIP dinner on the 15th so I can meet the speakers and invite them on the show on the platform. And I'll also be doing a live show from there to bring you more of a personal touch and behind-the-scenes scoop. Have you guessed who the special speaker is yet?
Who can it be now?
We've got more upbreaking news today, but I am going to keep it on track because we've been off the rails for the March Maskless Madness month of makeovers, motivation, and marketing and been well past our seven-minute segment time. So I'm going to bring it back around. I'm going to throw in the breaking news throughout the episode. And then at the 1 o'clock mark, I'm going to take it for a solo ride and get you as much information as you want to pay attention to. Hang on the line for it. I lost my spot. Today's topics on episode, I'm trying to stay on track and then I lose my spot. Today's topics on episode 192, Smart Storage, Stand Out Now, Motivation, Arizona Recalls, Cause Marketing. It's March 31st, day 380 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's day 380 of 15 days to slow the spread. How'd that work out for you, huh? It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
It's Holy Week, so try to do a little praying, maybe read a chapter in the Bible. Pastor Greg, one of our all-star partners, suggested Matthew 21 or Luke 22. Time to get to God on. Let's meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace.
Everything's Home.
Today's topics on episode 192, Smart Storage, Stand Out Now, Motivation, Arizona Recalls, and Cause Marketing. First up, Miss D.D. Needs-a-wiki. Stage name. We're getting her stage name. She's the founder of LuxPack, Smart Storage for your travel, personal, sporting needs. Audience, big round of applause for our good friend, D.D. How are you? It's been a while. It's been a while, my friend. You've been busy. You've got all kinds of exciting news for us today, correct? Did I lose you, Dee Dee? Did you disappear on me?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I do.
Can
have
you hear me now?
News. Really exciting.
Yeah, what do you got?
Really
what
exciting
do you got?
News. Well, you know, it's been a really interesting year with the pandemic, and it took a toll on our supply chain, but we are super excited that we have our newest waterproof, pressure-resistant, lockable storage case available for purchase on our website. And additionally, as we spoke of last time, we do donate a portion of our proceeds back to unabusable.org.
Yes, and we have you featured on our marketplace, which as if you've been listening the past couple of days since Friday, it's one of the only components of the website that's actually working because GoDaddy is absolutely useless and we call them NoDaddy. So we've got a spotty website right now of what's working, but at least the marketplace is there. So
I'm with
can,
you, sister.
Oh, you have no idea. It's been like literally 12 hours of conversations of talking in circles, and I just wish I could do it myself because it's really not that difficult to fix. But anyway, we're still handicapped. We are handcuffed. And we are censored, but the marketplace is there, and your product is on our marketplace, which is at the marketplace tab of everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So what
Wonderful.
We're working on a couple. Yeah, so we're there. And it even says that the whatever specific portion of the proceeds, well, it's not proceeds, it's whatever the purchase price is. A percentage of the purchase price goes to the nonprofit. So buy a product and help somebody out at the same time. Doesn't cost you any extra money. Yeah. Just got to know where to go. That's all. Got to know where to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We give a little hand up and not a hand out to people that are survivors of domestic violence and abuse.
Yeah, and that's I can only imagine. We've had a couple experts here on the show, and they're partners now that specialize in that. And the numbers now, because of everything that's gone on, are just through the roof. Through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
With women and children, and you know, you're keeping these kids, without going on a tangent, keeping these kids at home from school, not only from not being able to learn properly and be around social settings with their other children and sports and everything else, extracurricular activities, keeping kids at home that are being abused, it's the worst form of child abuse that you can imagine, and that's being created by our school boards, our teachers' unions, and our elected elites and our governors and the administration. So prison is what I'm saying.
We
should all be in prison. Prison. I mean, that's how bad what they're doing to these children. They might have just done it to them.
Yeah, I agree.
Done it to them directly. But anyway, let's go storage. Let's go storage. Let's go storage. So I can talk about that stuff for days. I can talk about that for days. You want to just highlight some of the really unique special characteristics of the products that you do have, which is why people are buying them. And when they do get them, they go, oh, why didn't I find out about this sooner? This is what I've been looking for.
Yeah, well, you know, we were focused on travel and events and such, and that really wasn't working for us this last year. And we've discovered that focusing our product line on just transport is the way to go. Anybody that's road tripping or camping or doing something outdoorsy, this is a great product because of the fact that, one, we can lock it, and that creates a child-safe case or a theft-proof case. The other thing we can do is carabiner with a built-in loop, and that can hang off of a backpack. So the nice thing about that is that, you know, you can go skiing or hiking or camping or whatever, keep whatever you want to transport clean and safe. It's great for medical. It's great for first aid. It's great for your SPF, your hand sanitizer, if you have the need to carry that with you. I put my license, a couple dollars, a credit card, you know, stuff that I really need. And it even fits my phone, which is really awesome because if the product case drops or if you're hiking and you back up against a rock, everything in your case is not, it's going to be safe from being crushed or broken or leaking. And that's the benefit of the case, and the exterior creates a skid-proof surface. And the waterproof seal is awesome. So dropping in the water, you're going to be able to retrieve it. If it rains, you are not going to end up with a bunch of soggy stuff.
Well, and even if you're storing your phone in there, you know, these phones now are like the ridiculous $1,000, so you don't want to get it wet. So at least now you have a method to keep it dry amongst whatever activities you're doing. So that is something
it's a minimal investment for a multiple use case.
And what's the cost since you brought it up?
The pro case is $30.
Oh, when you said investment, I thought there was going to be like, you know, it was going to be a couple hundred dollars. Oh, DV, everybody needs one of these. What?
Right,
oh, are you
kidding
me?
It's available in five colors, so it's kind of bougie and a cool, unique design. And, you know, like I said, the cost is really minimal.
Yeah, that's just, whoa. or just do me a favor, give your website so they can go. I mean, I'm obviously promoting it on the marketplace, but since my website is just not so pretty right now, go ahead and give yours so that people can find you and get this $30 investment into sanity. And sanity and storage for only $30 from DD. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, if it's okay if I do this for the month of April, if you go to our website, www.luxpackit.com, that's LuxePakit, and use the code SP, like stash, SP2020, you will get a free lock. Or 2021. Oh. It's 2021, isn't it? Yeah, SP2021, you get a free lock. And that's a TSA lock, so it's a $7 value.
So you are encouraging people to unlock their future, unlock their destiny in 2021.
There you go.
With that.
I like that. I like it.
We're going to point
them
in the right direction. They are ripping off their masks. In 2020, 2021, they are freeing their lives. They're unlocking and unleashing their potential with your storage.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
There you
all
go.
Right. Luxpack.com, boys and girls. Thank you, DD. And thank you so much, Michelle, for supporting the organizations that you do. And you're being a great partner. And we'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Thanks, dear. Have a good
one.
You're
welcome. You too.
Hi,
all righty, guys, it's 12:16, and I'm going to keep it on track. I'm going to keep it on track as best as I can, you know, how this happens. So we're going to do a little break. Hey, is your child in school yet? Which, you know, they conveniently labeled in-person learning, which used to just be called going to school. Unbelievable, right? But did you know that the illegal aliens, kids that are now coming across the border, and they're not really unaccompanied. You know, this is part of a plan. Most of it's designed around human trafficking, which we talked about, sex trafficking. And we're going to talk about that again with Marianne Mendoza and the rest of the people that know, the experts, just to remind everybody. Do you know that these kids in San Diego are being taught by real teachers in person, but the kids in San Diego that are paying for the school districts, paying for the teachers' salaries, are at home in front of laptops? See what I mean, guys? It's just, this doesn't make no sense. None of this makes no sense. Common sense caps on, everyone. Common sense caps on. It's time to be awakened. Number three, the new infrastructure bill in Congress has $3 trillion in tax increases for we the people and corporations, including a mileage tax. They're actually going to talking about putting something on your car when you register it to keep track of your miles and then tax you accordingly. I'm not kidding. It's in the bill. It's in the bill. I said they're coming for your money and your guns and your freedoms and your rights and so much more. We're going to take a pause on the breaking news. We're going to bring on our next guest. I am so excited to have a conversation with Dolores Hirschman. I'm familiar with her because she's over at Advance Your Reach with Pete Vargas, and I've taken one of their seminars before. So when I was introduced to her through one of our partners, Virginia Prodan, I was like, oh, really? Wow. I'm excited. We've got somebody who I'm familiar with and I know, and I really love what Pete's doing. And I tune into his Advance Your Reach programs, took one over the summer. She's the director of the stage agency at Advance Your Reach, and she's using speaking to build your business and stand out. And they're always talking about other people's stages, and I'll let her go in a little bit more detail, but just to give an idea on what Pete Vargas did when the pandemic happened, the political propaganda pandemic happened, he did an entire, literally 360 with his business. So whenever you see anybody that's doing these big video conferences, big video presentations, that all came from him. And unbelievable stuff. So audience, give her a big round of applause. Dolores, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. My pleasure. When I saw who you were and where you are, you know, who was running the ship, and I went, oh, I, I know her. I know her very, not really, I don't know you well. I've watched, I have followed, and I had taken the, when he did his first big conference when this all started, and he had all of, like, the who's who of who's, and then there was the 3-day or 4-day conference, which I think was AYR, 360i or something like that. I get them all confused. Yeah. There's so many he does. It was just unbelievable. And I'm a note taker. I mean, it is. Oh, and I reference it. And then he said so many, the thing that I love about what you guys are doing is even in the free presentations that you're doing or the master classes and the different events, the value, the content is there. There's so much, and it's tangible things you could use rather than a bunch of fluff where they're always trying to just get the person a little bit more hooked. And then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, if you want real information, here's the cost. And you, your whole program is not like that, which is why I respect it so much. You know, you're not selling the empty box, you know?
Exactly. And yeah. And what Pete did on A360, as you mentioned, he was the first to pivot, the first to say, oh, he was like, what are we doing now? And then all of a sudden creativity kicked in and he's leading the pack on all this, you know, on all the stages, the redefined of what is a stage and how to best leverage it.
Yeah. And when I say when we talk about him being the first, I don't think people realize he was then, which is part of both of your companies, right? Stage Agency and then Adventure Reach come together. For booking for stages for people. But we're talking about like Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins came to Pete and said, what am I going to do? And he said, you're not going to believe what I came up with. You're not going to believe what I figured out. So when I say when we say he was the first, everybody else that now you see doing this or over the past year, it came from Pete. So I just want to put things into perspective.
He's coaching a lot of those people.
And he coaches them how to do it. And you're thinking, wait, those guys need coaches? Yeah, everybody does. Everybody needs some sort of guidance regardless of how top of the game you are. And Pete has coaches too that he works with and partners.
Of course,
so it's, the only person that's perfect who's not even a person, I believe, is Jesus. So other than that, we all need as much help as we can get, the Lord.
We're all learning until we die.
So do you want to talk a little bit about the stage agency portion a little bit? We'll actually do this. Give a little bit about your background, and then let's talk stage agency and Advance Your Reach.
Absolutely. So if you hear an accent, it's because I have one. I'm from Argentina.
Argentina. Castellano.
Yeah, Argentina. Sí, sí, hablo español. And so I've been here for over 25 years, and I have been in the speaking world for a few years. I was a TEDx organizer for many years. I led one of the largest TEDx events here in the East Coast. And I partnered with Pete about almost two years ago to bring this service, what we call Stage Agency, which is kind of, if you follow Pete, his focus is on helping regular people become speakers on behalf of their work. That means on behalf of their business. Literally, it's all about turning business owners into speakers to grow their business through stages. And so that's what Advance Your Reach has done successfully for many years. And the Stage Agency is something that we incorporated in the last 14, 16 months. Literally, we launched the Stage Agency January 2020, not knowing what was going to come down the road, right? And so the idea behind the Stage Agency is that we do the work for you. We have, and Pete, through his work, has proven that stages, and by the way, Michelle, this is a stage. A radio show is a stage. It doesn't look like a stage, but it's still a stage. It's a place where I can bring my message to someone's audience and add value with it. That's the definition of a stage. And that's what's new in this new world, is that people think a stage is a typical theater. Well, we're way past beyond that. And so the Stage Agency is designed to do the work for our clients. We research, we help our clients come up with the right strategy, We research stages and we get you on the stage so you can expand your message and in that way, like, add value like Pete shows, and in that way grow your business.
And the great thing about, not only are you getting them booked on the stages, you're getting them prepared for the stages, because there is a very systematic way to take your message from what's inside of you and in your head and in your heart,
yep,
and structure it, deliver it, to then have it to the audience where not only are they interested, they want to hear more of you, then they would either want to work with you or buy your stuff. And then, of course, whoever is hosting the stage, and that's any, like you said, stage doesn't mean, you know, like a big corporate event anymore where you're actually, you know, yeah, on a physical stage, in order for them to actually want you to speak to their audience. It's very calculated, systematic, and it's proven to work. And I mean, you could, obviously people can go do it on their own, but once you see the inside or the back end of it and the reasons why, it makes all the difference in the world to follow your format. Fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. And AYR has been teaching the signature talk methodology for years, as you say, with great success. And of course, and you just mentioned, like, everybody has coaches. Anything can be, anything, what is it, Mary Forleo says, anything is figurable. But if you don't have time to figure it out, that's when you hire a team of experts.
Yeah, why reinvent the wheel? We're not about reinventing the wheel on this platform. Somebody's already done it. Why bang your head a bit against the wall? And this way you can actually get it done right, get it done quicker, so you can be out there doing whatever you do, because then you could be bringing in more revenue to have more people doing the other things for you. Because it's all about scaling, too. You got to scale your business. How are you going to do that? Can't do everything yourself. There's only 24 hours in a day. You know,
exactly,
you got to put things in perspective.
Exactly.
So can you give a tip or something along those lines that people can do now so they can get in the mode? And then, of course, I want you to plug any upcoming events, and that way people can get engaged with you and with Pete and start learning about the value of this big picture that you guys have unlocked.
Absolutely. I'll give you a couple of things for you guys to work on right away. If you have a business, then I give you permission right now. And I know you have to train, I know you have to prepare, but mindset is everything, right? And what we believe comes true. And so if you own a business, I give you permission right now to go change your LinkedIn profile and add the title of speaker. We'll figure out the rest later.
I love it. We'll figure out the rest later. All right, I'm doing that today. I am now a speaker.
But first of all, you have to believe that you, even whether you might not be a speaker right now, you have to believe that you can. And that with the right resources or taking the time you need to learn, buy a book, I don't care, or watch, you know, AYR, Advanced Reach has so much free content out there. Go consume some. And become a speaker, commit to becoming a speaker on behalf of your business. That's action step number one. Action step number two, I want you to erase whatever idea you have of what a stage is and make a list of all of the places you've consumed information from either experts or thought leaders in the last 30 days. Just make a list. Chances are, if you do that, you're going to write down radio show, because you're listening to Michelle and me today here. You're going to write down podcasts. You're going to write down webinars. You're going to write down recorded videos on Facebook Live. You know, there's so many things you're going to write on that list. But I want you to come up with that list. I don't want to tell you what that list looks like, because whatever you write on that list, you'll be correct. Because that is the new definition of a stage. The new definition of a stage is, if you are speaking into a microphone and somehow it's either being produced live or recorded, then, my friend, you're on a stage. And you don't even have to put on makeup sometimes.
Exactly. That's why I love radio.
Yeah, exactly. Stage tip number three and last tip for today is that once you claim yourself as a speaker, make that list of all of the places you've consumed information from in the last 30 days. I want you to pick one of those things that you Rotem That Lives, whether it's a radio show or a podcast, or maybe you are an absolute fan of a podcast, I want you to challenge yourself and send a private message by email, phone call, text, LinkedIn private message, I don't care how, smoke signals, and send a personal note to a meeting planner. What's a meeting planner? Whoever is in charge of booking people for that stage. So Michelle is a meeting planner. Michelle, maybe I'm going to be, maybe you're going to get bombarded with people who want to be on your show. I don't know. Watch out. But I want you to, and Michelle is open, guys. So if you're listening to this right now, just send a private message to Michelle on LinkedIn and say, hey, Michelle, love your show. Can I be a guest?
Well, yeah, we actually have a tab. If you go on the Partners and Patriots tab, once the website's back up and running, there's a graphic that says schedule your 7-minute spot or become partner. And it just clicks right through. We want everybody who's like-minded to come on and be a partner. So we're open.
Great.
We're very open. Great. Yes, go ahead.
So that's it. Michelle, you're giving out a stage, and I'm giving you permission to claim it.
I love it. I love it. You are such a fun guest, Dolores. Maybe it's the Argentina in you. That's what I'm connecting to that.
Argentina.
Yeah. They got the Jano. I love it. I love it. I was down there for a semester in college, so many years ago.
Oh, awesome.
At least I got a dose. Yeah.
I hope
amazing
you
dance food
and party.
Oh, I was 22,
and
21.
And the morning.
Yeah.
There's no night, yeah.
No. It was, you know, the thing that was, and I'll be real quick because I want to jump to the next guest. The thing, the misconception I had of what the country was going to be like was, you know, I wasn't prepared, where everybody was blonde-haired. Absolutely, people were beautiful, and they were so well-dressed, and it was wintertime because it was our summer. The food was incredible because it was like a Spanish and an Italian flair to it. So it was anything, you know, because you're thinking, oh, it's South America. You're thinking, you know, maybe some sort of Mexican, Latino. No. I mean, you were having beef that came from the eating off
the
rainforest.
Farms, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And the caballeros. And it was just, and the tango. Oh, unbelievable. And literally, it was almost like going back in time where people got dressed to go everywhere. It was such a pleasure to go there from being in Southern California, where God forbid somebody should not be wearing flip-flops and not even a shirt. So I loved it. It was impeccable. It literally was awesome. But anyway, that's my little Argentina story. So, Dolores, give the website so people can get more information and start even downloading and consuming some of that free content that you guys mentioned you have.
Absolutely. So you can go to advanceyourreach.com/stage-agency and just check us out.
Awesome. And because I was such a fan on our Reopen America Resource Center, I have your guys' information for the Facebook group and for the website already as a resource for small businesses and nonprofits and things like that. But I'll talk to you a little bit more about how we can make that a bigger deal once this website is back to normal and GoDaddy pulls their heads out of their GoDaddiness. So let's just leave it at that. So thank you, Dolores. Make sure you book your spot for next month. I can't wait to have you back on and share more about what's going on and how people can get their voices to be heard and their messages out there. So thank you so much, my dear.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
What great advice from a great lady. Sorry that I went a little off on a tangent, but when you have something in common with a guest, you want to share a cool story. I figured, you know what, what's a couple minutes? And if you guys don't want to listen to it, there's a fast forward button when you're listening to this on demand, right? All right, so we are over 12:33. I am going to bring in our next guest. Oh, Terry Tucker. I've been looking forward to having him back on. He couldn't make it last month, had some issues, which I'm sure he'll mention briefly, but Terry's story is phenomenal. He was a partner. Was it last month? No, he couldn't go last month. It was the month before. Really great guy. He's a motivational speaker, author, and founder of Motivational Check, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Really, really like Terry. So let's bring Terry on. Give him a round of applause, audience. Sorry, Terry. I went over a little. So thanks for being
patient.
Okay.
It's your show.
Well, you know, I try to be, I wanted to get back on track where the minutes were really the truly 7 minutes, and then the guest had the full time, and then there was the in between. But, you know, some of the content goes over, and I figured it is March Madness, and, you know, whatever at this point. I start off good and then fall off the wagon. So how are you? How are you feeling, my friend?
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
I am good. I am very, very good.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So real quick, before we go into the topic, just give, because your story is unique and it threw me for a loop when you originally heard it, just a brief bio rundown of your personal story, because I think it makes an impact in your message. But keep that short because I want to get to the nitty gritty of stuff.
Sure. Basically, the biggest challenge in my life occurred in 2012 when I was diagnosed with this very rare form of melanoma that presented on the bottom of my foot, and I have no recollection as a child of ever sitting out in the sun with my feet up in the air trying to tan the bottom of them. So I got this disease, and in 2018, I had my foot amputated, and then last year in the middle of the pandemic, I had my leg amputated, and now I have tumors in my lungs, and I am on a clinical trial drug to try to get rid of those tumors. And I'm happy to say my last CAT scan showed a 31% decrease in the tumors.
Oh, that's great. So good.
We're very happy.
Progress.
Yeah. I mean, things are great. Yeah. I mean, you know, you hear about all the bad stuff. You don't hear too much of the good stuff. So I am very fortunate, very lucky.
Yeah. It's just, when I hear stories like that, I want people to hear them maybe a couple times, because it puts things in a perspective. You know, a lot of people complain about stuff, or they're not motivated to do things, or they're wondering, why me? You know, they've got the guilt trip, the pity party, the whatever. They're wondering why their business isn't growing where it should be, or, you know, why things in their life aren't happening. You know, listen to that story, and then you go, oh, really? I need to put things in perspective and help myself, have my, you know, throw in some personal responsibility and, you know, be thankful that I can go and do the things that Terry can't do. You know, it's like when they weren't standing for the national anthem. And the first thing that I thought of, I'm like, well, there's a lot of guys who don't have legs that can't stand that would love to stand. So regardless of what you think the standing means, that's the part that really angered me more so than anything else, is that. And those guys who don't have the legs are the reason why you think you cannot stand for it. It's the only reason you're on that field making hundreds of millions of dollars over your lifetime, is because that guy has no legs. And that pretty much should have ended, you know, the ridiculousness that had gone on. But, you know, I just want people to put real things into perspective when they hear stories, especially when they're complaining, woe as me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I think you know this. You know, our daughter is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and is a lieutenant in the Space Force. So
she is serving
the country.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, tell her I said thank you, and our platform thanks her, and so does everyone that listens to it, because we love our active military, our veterans, and of course this country. So let's talk. So I did one of my patriotic soapboxes. So thank you for letting me share.
Sure.
Motivation today. What are we going to be talking about? Motivation. We're on March 31st. We are what. Today and then tomorrow, we're extending our All-Star Partners for No Mo Excuses Month. So we need one more push to put people over the edge, because come April 1st, I don't want to hear any excuses, and I'm not going to be making them either. So what are we doing?
So I'm going to give you my four truths that I've developed that I usually use to guide my life. Four sentences. Here you go. Number one, control your mind, or it will control you. Number two, embrace the pain and the suffering that we all experience in life and use it to make you a stronger and more determined individual. Number three, what you leave behind is what you weave in the hearts of other people. And number four, as long as you don't quit, you can never be defeated.
Oh, I did. I can't even keep up with the writing. Yeah. So of course, I mean, I listen to the shows over and over. Yeah, well, totally. Totally. I didn't even. What I have written for number four is just a four with a circle around it. That's how fast you.
Number
are.
Four. As long as you don't quit, you can never be defeated.
Well, I'm glad that you said that again. And of course, I'm gonna listen to it again and write it all down. But you know, it's interesting. One of our all-stars that we had on last week is Don Long mentioned part of his segment was about what you leave behind and your legacy. And that just really jumped out at me as something I think that could be really motivational for people, or something that if they really identify what that is, might help them put other things into perspective and give them that incentive or those action items to start making that happen. Because you never know when your time's up, right?
Right.
I mean, obviously, if you decide to walk across the street in front of a moving vehicle, you're expediting things. But otherwise, you know, you could be perfectly healthy and then all of a sudden get the, you know, a test result like and news like you did. You have no idea. You have no idea. So can you elaborate a little bit on that since it came up previously?
I always
the
ask
stuff,
people.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, if we're so caught up in today, you know, today. Think about the end game. And that's just exactly what you said. What will your legacy be? What are people, what's the one sentence that people are going to say about you at your funeral? And I think most importantly, would your ancestors be proud of the life that you've lived? You know, if you keep those three things in perspective, you realize that, you know, at the very end of your life, what are people going to say? You can do that. You can make change now. You know what? If you don't like what people are going to say, it's like, you know, that guy's ruthless. Well, we don't like, you know, okay, fine, then change your life now. But when you're at the end of your life, it's awful hard to make change when you don't have the time to do it. So think about the end game today, and don't worry so much about today. Today will take care of itself. Think about the end game.
And it doesn't have to be from a business standpoint. It could just be you as a good Samaritan or as a person or people, you know, what's one word that people would describe you? And you obviously want it to be positive, right? You would hope that if you pulled a majority of the people, they might have the same word, but at least it would be something positive. And if it's not what you want it to be, you've got to make those changes. But how would
you've
you
got
say,
the time to do that.
Right. Well, what would be the, I mean, we're big into writing things down here. You know, we put on our common sense caps and then we sit down with a pen and paper. And I encourage everybody to listen to any of the 259 live segments of the show with partners just like Terry Tucker. What would you think, what can they do to identify what they want versus or what they feel, who they are, or what they're doing versus what maybe they're being portrayed as, so they can be specific on how to make that shift.
I'd ask people, you know, the people who are your friends, people who are your family, people you work with, ask them. I mean, what do you think about me? I mean, am I the kind of person who you'd want in a foxhole with? You know, am I the kind of person who, when, you know, things start hitting the fan, you don't want me around? I mean, when I was a policeman, you know, there were people who were able to take yes people and turn them into no people based on the goofy stuff they said. But there were also people that were able to take no people and turn them into yes people based on the things that they were saying. So it's all about, how do people perceive you? Do you agree with that perception? And if you do and you don't like it, you've got plenty of time to make the change. But don't wait till the end of your life to do that. And one other thing I would say. If you've got a passion in your heart for something and it scares you, go ahead and do it. Because when you get to the end of your life, the things that you're going to regret, they're not going to be the things you did. They're going to be the things that you didn't do.
And perhaps for people that think it's scary, you know, maybe break it down into steps, right? So that way you could start a couple of them so you can ease yourself into it, you know, baby steps rather than taking a big plunge, if that makes it a little bit more easier to accomplish, or, you know, dip your toe in the pond as opposed to jumping in, which I would prefer people jumped in, but if they can't, it's better to just at least get a little wet, right? That's better than nothing.
I would agree, but we can all jump in. It's your choice whether you want to or not.
Yeah, and there's no mistakes. Nothing. You're not going to be able to do it wrong.
Nope.
So get that image out of your head. We don't. Who cares? And even if you did do something wrong, so what? Who cares? There's 330 million people in this country. So you made an arse out of yourself in front of five.
And why do we care? Right.
Yeah, who cares what anyone thinks? Because
why do we care what they think? Why do we care what they say? I mean, at the end of your life, you're not going to be judged on what they thought or they said. You're going to be judged on what you did.
Well, and then literally after, what, 20 minutes, half an hour, they're going to forget anything anyway because, you know, what's the attention span for people is 8 to 9 seconds, you know, a little goldfish.
Exactly.
So they're not even going to remember.
Yeah.
And so when you come back around, they probably won't even realize it's you. So who cares?
It's true. You know, I mean, I always do this with my wife. We go to a party, and, you know, I always tell her, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to find out everything there is about all these people. And they're not going to know a thing about me because people are so narcissistic that if you just ask them questions, let them talk, they won't. They'll never ask you about you, but they'll talk about themselves all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Matt Yates. He's one of our partners. You know, extend your team. It's all about outsourcing. And he was like, "What you guys got to understand is you're not that special. Like, you're really not that special. It's okay. You know what I mean? You can have other people do things that you can do. So you can go do what you do really, really well. So keep in mind, guys, the people that you're talking to, the ones that Terry goes and talks to parties that have no idea what his name is, but he knows their life story because all they did was talk about themselves. They don't care. So go do it. Go try it. Make an arse out of yourself because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Literally 330 million people. Well, yeah, especially if you make it more of, you take away that fear factor, right? I mean, the number one fear that people have is public speaking. And that is, you know, just even in a crowd, not necessarily like when we're talking about stage. We've redefined the definition of stage, just being at a party. Is public speaking, you know, having in contact with another human being is pretty much public speaking nowadays since there's someone you can touch. You're like, ooh, this is public speaking now. Yeah, you and a friend.
But it's communicating. You know, it's communicating.
Right.
You know, put your phone down and talk to somebody.
Yeah, try not to do the Zoom thing. I mean, when you're trying to communicate, like in person would be the best. Work on those skills.
Yes.
That would be something smart.
We've lost a lot of those.
And because we don't, we forget very easily. We have a very short attention, not only attention, we have a short memory. I mean, a few months, this is what I say. People get used to what they're used to. We get used to what we're used to. Because you say, oh, well, have you tried this? Well, no, I'm used to doing this. Well, I'm used to what I'm used to. So then you just put another version of something in there, and then all of a sudden you can get used to that too. It's just this new version is a little bit more positive or a better direction. So it's time to get rid of all these bad habits we've accumulated with communicating with people and relationships over the past year. So with that being said, give me just a tip or two on what people could do today to get rid of these habits and laziness that we've accumulated prior to this all happening, where now we can remember what it's like to have like a real conversation. So we've gotten lazy too.
And we have. And I've had some young people that have reached out to me who are interested in going to law enforcement. And, you know, they're like, what tips do you have for me? And what I always tell them is put your cell phone down, go out on the street and talk to the homeless guy. And then when you finish that, go up to the penthouse and talk to the guy up there. Because you're not going to be successful as a cop. You're not going to be successful out on the street unless you're able to talk to both of those people. And I don't mean text them, because we're great at texting, but actually have a conversation with them. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. Just ask them an open-ended question. How was your day today? And let them talk. I think that's – if we could just do that as people and care about each other by saying, hey, how was your day today? How was your day today, Michelle? How was your day? Did you have a good day? Tell me about it.
Can you shut up and let them talk? Can you call me at about 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight and ask me that? That would be nice.
I certainly can.
Can you do that?
I'll send you a text. No, I won't. No, I'm just.
That's what I mean. There should be a service. Okay. I think we just came up with a new idea, and then I want you to plug your website, and then I got to jump to Kay. But I'm thinking maybe we just came up with a new service where somebody actually calls you, right? Calls you. And when you decide what your end of the day is and ask you how your day was and actually listens, because most people aren't listening, right? And you just want to have someone listen.
Right.
But a little bit of engaging, not just so that you get a chance to, you know, dump on them. But, I mean, it's literally a service that you can have for, you know, something inexpensive. You know, it would be like an app. But you talk to a person. I mean, because I don't remember. I mean,
scary, isn't it?
Something. I have to pay someone to ask me how my day was. Is that what this world has come to? Is it really that bad? I guess, yeah, it is. I mean, unless you have somebody living in your house, right, which is usually spouse or, you know, sometimes even if you have a roommate, a lot of the times they could care less, right? They just want to make sure there's a body there to pay the rent. And, you know, but if you don't have a spouse, and maybe most of the time the spouses could care less either, right, because they don't even like you. So it's like, yeah, unless you live with someone who really likes you, no one's going to ask you how your day was. And then if you have a friend that say you're good friends with, how many people have time to talk to their good friends every day, like on the phone? And then they're busy too. Oh yeah, this is a All right, Terry, give your
what do you think?
I think so. It's paying people to ask you how your day was. It's so silly, but this is the kind of stuff. There, if anyone that's listening tries to steal this, I will come after you, and Terry and I are going to take you down. And there'll be some way that I'm sure that I can get some sort of claim to this. So don't even try it, people. Don't even try it.
We better not see this on Amazon.
Yeah, this better not be something that I see tomorrow or next week. No, someone's got to pay for this damn show. I'm tired of doing it. So I need something. You want to hear more free stuff? Well, then fine. Let me do what I got to do, peeps. Don't take away something, so then I'll have to start charging everybody. Oh, gosh. Terry, give your website information for me, please.
Sure. Motivationalcheck.com will get you to me and get you to my book, Sustainable Excellence.
Awesome. And then keep in mind, once the website is back to normal from GoDaddy and their cluster, if you just go to any of the episodes where Terry's on, you click his name, company name, and it'll give you directly to his website. You can always find Terry everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So hopefully we'll have that done in the next day or so, and things will be back to normal. Thank you, Terry. Make sure you jump on for April. I think I only have about 10 spots left if you're not already there. But always a pleasure.
I'm already
feeling
there.
Better. Oh, then we're good.
Thank you very much.
You're
you
awesome. You're awesome, Terry. Thanks for the laugh today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michelle. You take
All right,
care.
Sounds good. You too. Oh, what a good guy. What a really good guy. All right, so we are at 12:52. I'm running a little late, but it's okay. Kay's still going to get her full time. She's going to get her full time. And then anyone who wants to stick around, after Kay and I finish the conversation, I'm going to go through kind of a new version of what that I'm going to do with the show, where I'm just going to get you the information that I was normally doing kind of in between. And then I'll explain kind of how these new formats are going to go, since we are one day away from the end of March Maskless Madness with our all-stars, and 5 days a week. We'll go back to three, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, for this Purpose-Driven Partners segment at 12 p.m. Pacific time with our five fabulous guests, seven-minute segments. And I come up with a kind of a new idea on what to do at the 1 to 1:30 hour, so that way you can get all the information. And you can, as I said, it's a fast forward button. If you don't want to hear certain parts of it, you can just loop fast forward. All right, let's bring on my next guest, Kay McDonald. She's the CEO of Charity Charms, a cause marketing and virtual fundraising company. Audience, give her a big round of applause. Where's the this is the time of the show, Kay, when the devil.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. A little technical difficulty. See, everything was going so smooth, and then evil needs to lurk and touch things. So we're on track now. the audience got their clap in. Little delay. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. So, Kay, I want to say thank you so much for having me on your show. You were very kind and gentle in my first video podcast that I ever did.
You did great.
I was petrified. Oh my God. I was such a mess. Like I was all over the place. I was rambling. I'm trying to look at the camera. I'm trying to look at you. I'm worried about what I look like. I mean, it was, Oh my God.
Fantastic.
I mean, I was hating you. I was hating you up into the point. And then you saw like when I was trying to even get my camera set up and the lighting, I mean, I was a hot mess. And you were my first K. So when I become huge, big, and famous, I'm gonna always say K was my first. K was my first. Like you know. So thank you for being my
first
K.
You know what? It was live and it was real. It was real and just fun. So thanks for being my guest.
Yeah, no, you have a great show and you have some really great guests that actually are. They care about the community and what they're doing in their businesses and helping other people. But I did say when I got off, I'm like, okay, I kind of like this. Well, I did one yesterday real quick, and then I'll let you go on for as long as you want here. I did one yesterday with Karen Weary. Her show is Shift Happens, and she's on Voice America Radio. So, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, good talk show. And so I messaged her and she goes, oh yeah, but I go Facebook Live too. And I went, oh God, you're killing me. Oh, here we go again. So, but now what happened is because I got the lighting right, I kind of got the angles right. I didn't play around as much as I did with you. Yours is cool. I was so not knowing what I was doing. And now I'm hooked. So I get it. I just the logistics are going to be a little bit harder, especially on this platform. I can't do it with five guests.
Natural.
There's just natural
for you to add it now.
Yeah. So I will be adding that component. Wow. I've got obviously things I need to take care of, but yeah. So I owe you a big thank you for that, pushing me into that world. And then Karen pushed me over the edge. So between the two of you, it was kind of like, you know, you took the ball and then assisted it and then with the slam dunk. So yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Good.
So yeah. So who knew? See, this is, it's growing and learning for everybody. There's something literally on this platform from all these partners. And that's why I want them coming back on if they can once a month to give you something new, to give you information and see what I mean. Like Kay is dealing, she's got her show. She has Charity Charms, which is cause marketing and virtual fundraising. And look who is the person that actually pushed me into this whole new arena that instigated that. That's not what she does for a living. See, that's what I mean. The different partners and the different information that you get from anybody might not be what they do, but it was something that hit you at a certain point or a spark or it was the light bulb that went on or the missing puzzle piece. You never know. So you never know. As long as you like the person, something good is going to come out of the conversation. So, Kay,
absolutely.
Do you want to talk a little bit about any of the upcoming shows that you've got? You want to focus a little bit more on your Charity Charms program that you guys have put together? Yeah, with the revised versions of what you're now doing and offering is just unbelievable. So I'll let you kind of just take it in whatever direction you want, and I'll just jump on when it sounds like I should say something.
Okay. Sounds good. Are we live?
Oh, honey, we've been live since 12 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is this on? Is this on? Yeah, oh, it's on. Don't worry.
It's been on
for 57 minutes.
Okay.
It's 57 minutes
I've been listening to
Yeah. We're always on.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I invite everybody to come on and listen to our Power of Charms podcast. We do a live Zoom interview, and then we turn it into a podcast, and we also have it as a blog on our website. But what it's all about is interviewing interesting, passionate women, and I have some men coming on, that I have encountered in my work. I've had Charity Charms for
18 years now, and we make custom branded awareness programs for charities and companies and schools and organizations to help them fundraise, but also to engage their community. So I've had a lot of fun. Just launched the podcast last year, and ask everybody to just take a listen and listen to Michelle's podcast because she did really well. And anyway,
thank you for saying that. I was a hot mess, guys. I'm going to give you a heads up. I was a hot mess. So it's
no, she did great.
Yeah. Baby steps. First one. Yeah.
But I wanted to talk today a little bit about cause marketing. You know, there's such an opportunity for businesses to make a difference in our community. Charities really, really need help. They've had, you know, extra challenges in the last year that they didn't have before, and funding is being cut or not coming in the traditional ways. And it's so important for businesses in their community to align with a charity, and it's a way for businesses to engage their employees too. Like if you have a grocery store and you align with a food bank, then you're not only really helping in a meaningful way, but you've got a way to engage your employees and also let the community know that your company has a big heart. So we specialize in creating some of those alliances. So if you have a company and you'd like to align with a charity, we can introduce you. We are based here in Arizona, but we have relationships with charities all over the country, and we even have some outside the country as well. So a lot of times businesses will come to us and say, hey, we want to get involved. We want to do a program. We want to support a charity. And then we help them put together something. We just did a program called Key to Strengths, where we created this beautiful custom fob that had a charm for the charity and a charm for the business. And then we built a website and did a social media campaign, and everybody got exposure and funds were raised, and it was all about cause marketing. So for example, National Bank of Arizona aligned with Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels for children's cancer, and we had Arizona Facial Plastics align with the Sojourner Center for domestic abuse. Mm. So it was really, really one wonderful program, and that's really gives us meaning and purpose in what we do, because we support nonprofits and causes all over the country, and really really have fun doing it.
Well, and it's important for a business to show who they are and stand up for what they believe in, because the consumer wants to work and support businesses and people who are standing for the same values and principles and, you know, can be different efforts within the community to support it and give back rather than just being a money-making source. And this is from big corporations to somebody who's even a solopreneur. I mean, your business is an extension of you, maybe not so much as the corporations, because there's, you know, many people running it where there's a board, but they still have to have an identity. They still have to have something that they are supporting and standing for. Unfortunately, a lot of them have gone in a political direction, which is actually destructive for them, because now you are on one side or the other. So you're yeah, are you picking and choosing your battles? Because now you're saying, well, if I go on one side, then I'm going to lose all this other business. Now, how much do these people really spend? And is it really smart to do that? You know what I mean? So that is not what Kay is doing at all or encouraging. It really is to support the different organizations and the actual community. And every business needs to have this as a component in their business. It doesn't have to be something huge. It could be something, if you could just, even if you start with something small and get a taste for, you know, how it is to have those relationships, build them, do something within the community. I mean, it's good for business, but it's also rewarding as the owner of the business, you know, and look at the people that you meet. That's the thing too. I mean, for you being, and maybe I would like for you to comment on that, depending how much time do you have? Do you want to go 5 more minutes or so, or you got a lot
sure.
going on?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
comment on the value of and what you've gotten out of the relationships of being, you know, 18 years in the community. You know, you mentioned Kay McDonald here in Phoenix, and there isn't anybody that doesn't know who that is. And it's because, aww, well, it's true. Pick up a magazine cover. But it's because of the type of business that she's in, where it is not just, you know, she's not selling a charm. Okay. It is much bigger than that. There's relationships that are built. She's in the community. And then when you're around with like-minded people, you know, it has probably elevated the personal relationships that you've had with some of these people, where, you know, maybe you became friends with them at a deeper level because you connected. And maybe that it turned into a business relationship with something else, because, you know, it just opens up so many opportunities. And everything doesn't have to turn into a referral for a business. It doesn't have to turn into a sale. But, you know, if you all of a sudden meet somebody who just, you know, makes a huge impact in your own life, how great is that? Because look what you get out of it unintentional self-serving method, which maybe it made you a better person, or like, not necessarily from the business standpoint. Can you comment on that, because of how active you are and the value of those relationships and maybe that's something else that might engage somebody to reposition how they feel about, you know, what they think traditional cause marketing really is.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been really, really blessed, Michelle, to work with all kinds of organizations, and I've got some very deep, wonderful relationships that have come out of it. I have, you know, executive directors that I've known that have been in one organization and moved to another and have introduced me to their organization. I have wonderful relationships with lots of businesses in town that I've met at events and have reached out to me a lot of times for introductions to charities. I love connecting people, and I love collaborations. And especially with charities, sometimes instead of being competition for each other, if they cooperate and work together, mm-hmm. their impact can be so much stronger. And so that's a trend that I'm seeing that I think is really, really wonderful too, is the collaboration between charities. You know, especially since we've had such a challenge recently, I think that people are really open to that, and they're looking in new areas that they might not have looked at for support, and just new volunteers, and new exposure to new audiences. It's all so very important. And I love collaborative events. In fact, I've done a few collaborative events over the years as Charity Charms. We did one, several years ago, but we worked with Goodwill, and they connected with five charities and did a whole program all together underneath their umbrella. We did a When Events Were Happening, and this was like several years ago, but we did a big event where we had like 20 charities and invited all these people, and everybody could come and meet the charities and shop. And so anyway, there's lots that you can do to bring people together, nonprofits and businesses. And I love bringing nonprofits and businesses together with each other.
And that's the key. I'm glad you brought up the reminder to people about collaboration. As I constantly say on the show, that there is no competition because everybody's different. So you might actually be mm-hmm. saying the same thing, but they didn't like your voice, or they didn't like my voice, or they just didn't like the way that I said it. But it's exactly the same as somebody else said. So you don't have competition. And the key to all of it really is the partnerships and collaboration, because you're not fighting over the same dollar. You're not fighting over the same audience. Everybody makes their own decisions. And one person is not going to say, let's just pretend, and then I'll wrap it up here for you so you can plug your show and website and go. Say they were going to donate $100. They were going to, you know, let's just say someone is going to, I have $100 to donate this year, and I normally give to this charity. if another charity came up and it was not something that they were passionate or interested about, they're not going to, the other charity's not going to lose out because they found out that there's other charities out there when there's, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of nonprofits on the planet. But by you know, change positioning, repositioning the way that we do our networking, we do our collaboration and our partnerships, especially when we're talking to other, when nonprofits are involved or we're just dealing with our own businesses. And we just need to change the way that we've done it in the past and be more open to opportunities like this or working with other people, even in your similar line of work, because there's no competition. And if you've got a like-minded audience, why not introduce them? It's like having your friends say, hey, well, you know, I don't want to date you, but you might like my friend. And then all of a sudden those two get married. What's wrong with that? Isn't that way it's supposed to be? And at some point, maybe somebody might find you a friend to go marry. See what I mean? That's the same thing with business. It's okay. So, you know, if I can't help you, but I know that you need these things. And I also know here's a list of people that might be able to help you. So please go ahead and let's, you know, let's all be friends together. Nothing wrong with that. Good reminders, Kay. Good reminders. Good advice. Good advice. Plug the website. Oh, one other thing too. I want to mention to everybody that once this website is back restored, GoDaddy still not doing their job, on our must listen to page under the Take Action tab. And of course the Partners and Patriots tab, all of our guests that are our partners that have shows, their shows are listed there under the category. So if you go under the business category, right, you'll see Kay's pretty picture, and then you just click on that. And then you can go directly to her website, which will be the page for her podcast. So then way you can always find it. You know that it's always, that's the page that you can always look for everybody's shows. And then, of course, if you can, subscribe directly. But that's why I have this platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So all the information is there. That way you can collaborate. You can learn. You can check out the partners. You can listen to all their shows. Everything is there. So plug your stuff, Kay, for me.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, it's very simple. Our website is charitycharms.com. So go to the website. You can see the blogs. You can see the podcasts. You can see examples of the products and programs that we've worked on. We have a list of the charities that we've worked with. And then you can sign up. You can sign up for a free idea session with me. I love to talk to people. I love to brainstorm. And I encourage everybody to see what we're doing. We're making an impact, and it's very special.
A very big impact. And keep in mind, Kay has 18 years of experience with this, and over a span of 18 years, just think about how the trends have changed, the technology and things like that. So you can't have a better person in your corner to even have that conversation to try to figure out how you can position yourself. Even if, like I said, even if it's something where it's you're a one-man shop, that's okay. That is okay, too.
That's all right,
Kay. It's charitycharms.com. You are welcome, my friend. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks for being my first, Kay McDonald.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks, my friend. All righty, guys. I think I was only over. It's 111. 111. You're supposed to make a wish at 111. You're supposed to make a wish at 11. 11. So we were over a little bit there, but like I said, I have the one more day or reprieval. Isn't it a reprieval, reprisal, something along those lines, where I get a hall pass for today because since March, maskless madness, 31 days of makeovers, marketing, and motivation have completely been off the rails with our timing. Figured, what's one more day? But let's get back on track here. Kind of a new thing that I'm thinking of doing. Well, let me do it as a breaking news. How exciting. You know, I think, do we need a little song first? No, we're going to blow it up. We're going to have the next 18 minutes. We're going to blow it up. So it's not going to just be me talking. It's going to be a lot of stuff. So let's do a little breaking news. Alrighty. So the theme for our final week of March Maskless Madness is personal and business coaching. Be sure to tune in Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific time for our All-Star Partners episode, which is tomorrow. Oh, my God, these 5 days a week are killing me. I don't even know what day it is. So tomorrow, Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to do a deep dive and give you the take action tips to change everything. If you missed the show on Tuesday, which was yesterday, the 30th, episode 191, that is a must-listen-to event with Clay Clark, Tony McClellan, Judy Hoberman. There was literally light bulb moments for me that came on. I have to listen to it a couple times this weekend, take some notes. I want you to make sure you have your pen and paper when you are ready to listen to these. And of course, your common sense taps on. Episode 191 was our All-Stars yesterday, where of course Clay Clark made that special announcement that the is going to be a very, very popular guest that's going to be speaking at his event in Tulsa on the 16th and 17th of April. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge announcement when it gets finalized.
Who can it be now?
You haven't figured it out by now. I don't know what to tell you. I can't say the name because he didn't reveal it, but he gave me clues. You can listen to 191. I think I gave you a couple clues earlier. I just gave some more now. So 191 is yesterday's All-Star. Tomorrow is the final All-Star of the month of March, Maskless Madness. And at number five, back to the website and GoDaddy. AKA No Daddy, remember? Because nobody wants to work. They don't fix anything. They don't listen. They are no help. They still haven't fixed the website. A lot of the pages are blank. Yes, they are blank. So forgive the appearance. A lot of the information is still missing. It's difficult for me to promote a lot of the programs and the different tabs when you go to them right now, and they are blank. But the homepage seems to be, for the most part, okay. The Take Action tab is okay, but of course, depending on what you click, you know, you get to a page like the must listen to page with all the different podcasts, talk radio shows, TV shows, and live streams that I use as a reference to listen to my own shows during the day. That's not there right now. So it's been a real inconvenience for me because that's how I'm doing my day and I'm prepping for the show and I'm doing work afterwards, and that's my background information. And I've had to actually try to remember and go to websites, and oh, what a mess. I've gotten actually very dependent on that. So that's what I'm encouraging you. Once this thing is back up to normal, it's really an easy fix. I don't know what the problem is with these morons, but because all the information's there, they're just not properly, I don't know, putting it back together. I don't know. We'll another conversation today. We'll see what happens. That way you can really start using it as a resource. I do it all the time. It makes so much easier. And again, even when you go to the media, you can just go through headlines and patriotic media, not the junk that's on television. And that way you can get caught up and know the truth and see what's going on. All right. So let's see here. I've got 14 minutes and what am I going to tell you first? God, there's so much. All right, what I'm going to do, let's do another breaking news. All right, before I tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to recap March, Mike Lindell, our buddy, Mike Lindell, who we're getting on the show, he's going to be at the event in Tulsa on the 16th and 17th. His new documentary, Absolute Science, came out today. And I would normally have you go to our website, but just go to lindelltv.com. He has it's pretty intense. He actually filmed this last week with Brandon House of WVW, who I talk about on the show, who is on our must listen to page. He's going to be coming on the show too. We just haven't finalized the details. And they have on a scientist and a something or other. And it really does prove that the 2020 election was the biggest cyber crime in history. We all know that already, but Mike Lindell is going to keep bringing out more and more and more evidence. And also keep in mind, Mike Lindell products at mypillow.com. There's 100 different products that you could choose from. If you use the code Mike, M-I-K-E, you get up to 66% off. It ranges anywhere really from 50 to 66. I actually went through a whole bunch of them to do the math. A lot of them are buy one, get one. So that's how we got the sheets, the Giza sheets. Remember, the only reason I have the Giza sheets is because the roommate bought the Giza sheets. I jumped on the buy one, get one. I'm the get one. He's the buy one. I'm the get one. So I have the sheets. They're extremely comfortable. I mean, really, really comfortable. And I had the Boll & Branch sheets before. I paid a bunch of money for. My foot went right through it. In like 6 months or a year. Yeah. And those are the ones you used to hear them on the radio all the time. It's supposed to be like all the presidents sleep in it. my ass the president slept in those sheets. They weren't good. And they were expensive. So Mike Lindell, the Giza sheets, they have these slippers out now. There's something like a 40% discount on the slippers, and apparently those things are amazing. We also got the towels. You know, the good thing about them, I mean, my towels that I've had for years, I got them from Restoration Hardware back when I was, when money wasn't a big deal. Now, every time I look at how much something costs, I got them. That's $2. No, thanks. I'll pass. And so, of course, I still have those, but they're really heavy. They're very absorbent, very soft. They're very heavy. Lindell's towels, they're very light, very absorbent. So especially in hot places like Arizona, when it's 140 here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona in the summer, those light towels are going to be great because it's so hot. Even if you have air conditioning on, especially in the bathroom with the hair dryer, it's just all hot, 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 hot. Everything's hot here. They're going to move to, in the summer, the South Dakota. Christy Gnome and I could work out and I can get those Christy Gnome arms. Christy Gnome arms. Yeah. Remember Christy Gnome, that whole NCAA and the put the coalition and not signing the equality thing. I'm still putting that together. I'm going to have a bunch of interviews to find out really what's going on there because it doesn't make sense what some people are saying. I just can't imagine she would turn her back on the peeps. No, I don't think so. I don't know. So I'm going to be working on that and we're going to get you the information. I'm going to get her on the show. Maybe she can explain kind of what's going on herself. She'd be a great person to have on. I'd love to have her part of the platform. So we are going to, and you know, I slightly stalk these guests. That's why I've got, like I said, it's not a Kathy Bates stalk. So you don't have to worry about it. Ankles are safe. Ankles are safe with me, guys. We do a soft stalking. It's a very friendly stalking. And then once we get you on the show, we're like mustard, you know, mustard, when you have mustard on any of your food, all of a sudden you find it in places later on. They're like, how did the mustard get there? I didn't even have mustard. It's amazing. It's the only condiment that travels. It's got a mind of its own. All right. So I gave you the Lindell thing. I want you to play. Earlier, I had mentioned that they are doing a $3 trillion tax increase for this infrastructure bill. Okay. There's so much stuff that's even worse than that. You already have your HR 1 bill that's headed our direction. We've got to get the filibuster. Remember the filibuster with Kristen Sinema? I think I'm going to have her on the show. I'm going to see if I can get her on the show. And we'll have a conversation. I mean, I'll be nice. I'll be professional. I won't be hard on her, but why can't she come on? She's my senator, right? She's getting paid a lot of money to quote represent me and the rest of the people in Arizona. So especially since we need her to keep the filibuster. All right, real quick, Kristen Sinema's information, since I'm not even sure if that page on the website is working. Kristen Sinema is 202-224-4521. Joe Manchin, he's the other one who's the last resort, the dam that is holding back the torrential ocean that is going to come and literally wipe out the whole country. And we got to keep the filibuster. He's at 202-224-3954, the filibuster, we need to keep that. And that holds all of these regressive socialist demon rats from destroying the country even further than they have already. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to listen. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've played it before in the show. I'm going to play it again, and I'm doing it because I want the whole idea of when I say it's not the left and it's not the right, right? It's us, we, the people, the American people versus all of the elected elites, the political pundits, the false authorities, the 11 bigs. Okay, and I'm going to give you that little speech after, but I want you to, why do I keep telling you this? Why do I keep saying this over and over? I even mentioned it on Karin's talk radio show that we did yesterday. It's important for you to realize that they're trying to divide us. They're trying to divide us with this racial junk. It's just pure propaganda, okay? People don't care about that stuff. They're just trying to like make it through the day and earn a living. They could care less. All that stuff that they're trying to push, they're trying to divide us. They're trying to put all the propaganda because that's the way that they're trying to stay in power, right? It's them versus us, guys. Them versus us. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of the two people that are in Congress, of the 535 people that are working there, getting paid $180,000 a year, plus all the perks and benefits and all the money that they're making, you know, their money laundering schemes with our bill, with the bills and all of our money. I want you to listen to what really goes on and why they don't do anything to make a change. Why do you think the stuff that's going on in the border is going on the border? That's part of the plan. So people are going, well, why don't they fix it? They don't want to fix it. This is the plan. This was planned. They didn't need somebody like a council to have a meeting to say, hey, Joe, just before you take over with your team, if you remove the stay in Mexico, they're all going to come here. Did you really think that they needed to have a meeting about that to give the guy a heads up? That's just, if you took away, you know, the three pillars, any of those. Another thing, don't tell them to come here, because if they show up, then you got a problem. Really? Do you think you needed to have a meeting for that, guys? Did you have a meeting? No, it was part of the plan. This part of the plan. Oh, and then they said, oh, we're not going to go to the border. Well, yeah, because they have no intention of fixing it. This is the way it's supposed to be. Remember the hot dog guy and the bun guy? One always had more than the other. People are like, well, why don't they get together and fix this? No, they did get together. That's why one has more than the other. So you need both more so back and forth. So you're always buying extra of either one. That's the whole point. They've already gotten together. We're just figuring this out. Remember 2020? They're making you put your mask on. All of them took the masks off finally. All right, it's 125. I got to pay MTG, and then I'm going to do my bigs, and I'm going to end it. I've got so much more to share with you. Just, here you go.
First 2 years under President Trump, I mean, we had every opportunity in the world, and it was Republicans that failed us. We know who the Democrats are. We know what they're all about. We know exactly what they want to do. But when we had a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and President Trump in the White House with his pen in hand begging them to produce legislation he could sign, they failed. We're going to lose our country because the Republicans that we're told we're supposed to support, because they will do the right things for us as conservatives, as Americans. No, they're no different than the Democrats. Well, you see, the media, they have a playbook, and their playbook is so easy. We see what they do. They take someone, then they spin a story that they want to tell about that person, and then they do it over and over. They link the articles in the next article, and they link them and link them and link them, and they keep producing the same story until they create a character out of someone, and that's what they did with President Trump. So they've done the same thing with me, and they're going to continue to build on it. And so what I'm doing is, I know the system has to be torn down. See, politics is a business. It's an industry. It generates so much money.
And it has a business model, and it has an internal logic to that model, correct?
Exactly. And so the swamp, so to speak, people think it's all about politics, but really what it's all about is it's an industry. It's an economy in itself. And so whether it's Republicans or Democrats, these people are here, and they are invested in just keeping this industry running because their livelihood relies on it. And all of their connections and business opportunities, investments are all connected into this big, nasty pool, what we call the swamp, but it's really an economy. Every single person that works in Washington, D.C., they are there because they care about getting their livelihood and their existence and everything about their life. That's what they care about. The difference in me is I don't want to be here at all. I gave up an awesome life. I'm not kidding you. I gave up an American dream to come into this, what I consider to be a shithole, and excuse my language, because I'm pissed off. Because I'm watching the greatest country in the world be on fire and burning down, and this is going to affect my children and my grandchildren. Not only am I successful and I know how to accomplish things, I know how to line up a process, I know how to think outside the box, I understand marketing, I have a degree in marketing, but I'm also a mom. My family is the most important part of my life, so I'm very much a mama bear in this. Here's the problem. The problem is the political industry, the economy in Washington, D.C. Just like the media, they can't get their press passes to the White House unless they're nice to the Biden administration. If they were telling the truth and putting out the truth, they would be blacklisted. They wouldn't be allowed to go in. So the Republicans are the same way. They're like, oh, we got to be nice.
Yeah, you ever heard a politician talk like that before? No, you haven't. You haven't, because they're all the same. They're all the same. All right, we are going to go off the live feed at 1:30, but I'm going to take it for a few more minutes after that to just finish up these couple of things to get you guys positioned. So just catch the replay if you want to hear a little bit there at the end. But I only set it for 90 minutes today, thinking that I would be on time. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, so here's your daily reminder. The regressive socialist demon rats and the Republicans, the elected elites and the permanent political pundits and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another, the 11 bigs, big media, a.k.a. mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. There's a lot going on with big religion right now. Wait till I'm going to bring you some of that information next week. They have no use for you, the American people, we the people, except to take your money and freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other. Since we're all in this together, it's us versus them. They're trying to divide us. They're throwing in this racial card. Nobody cares, guys. It's not even close to being true. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, and our actions, our buying choices and decisions, our wallets. Where's your money? Where do you keep it? Keep it in Bank of America, where they throw old ladies out of banks because they didn't wear a mask when there's no mask mandate? They do that? Give your information to the FBI? They didn't do anything wrong? I'm not saying to take your money out of Bank of America, but I'm saying to take your money out of Bank of America. Got to stop supporting the people and the companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. That's how we fight back. We can't fight back, obviously, right now with our votes. Our votes didn't count. It's been proven. You can go ahead and go to lindelltv.com and watch the videos. Watch the new one. Watch the new one if you're not convinced. There's other ones on there. And they're obviously on our website when that comes back around from No Daddy. So, yeah. We the people in our local communities need to be the ones to change. We the people have the power. Remember, consent of the governed. Turn off the TV and don't get your news from social media. Literally, at this point, it's beyond propaganda that it is just blatant lies. Blatant lies. So we're going to start calling them out directly when I have time to pull down the sound bites and then give you the facts. So when you hear it, you know it's not true. I'm already warning you, it's not true. Most of the stuff even the stuff that I'm hearing on Fox is just ridiculous. And I'm only watching the night shows, but some of it's just so far behind. I mean, they're all talking about now that the Wuhan virus is they're talking about, I can't even think. Not only is it coming, obviously, but they're talking about coming from a lab, which we knew about a long, long, many, 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 many months ago. Gain of function. Okay, they're talking about gain of function. We talked about that on the episode I did with Clay Clark, episode 126, and that was in September. And that episode, especially the blog, fully loaded, so much information and facts. And it talks about Dr. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates and his connection, Microsoft owning the patent for the mRNA technology. And keep in mind, I just kind of went off on a tangent. Keep in mind that it's not a vaccine. They keep telling you it's a vaccine. Take the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Okay? I thought words mattered. I thought definitions mattered. Obviously, the regressive socialist demon rats have abused our language and they change the meaning. So when you say something, they're like, that's not what it means. You're like, no, I swear to God. It's like almost when you go outside, the sky is clear as can be, just blue, blue, blue. And what color is the sky? And they go, it's green. No, it's blue. They're like, no, you don't understand. That's green. And they're so convincing that you start to doubt yourself and you're like, well, maybe it is green. And you're like, no, I swear to God, that's blue. In your head, you're saying, I swear it's blue. And then they tell you, no, that's green. So then you're trying to think, am I crazy? Or is this lady, this regressive socialist demon rat crazy? No, they're insane. They're evil. It's like satanic and devil. Devil is what it is. That is evil. Evil lurking through their pores. And it's been like that for years. We just decided to pay attention, especially just what they've done in 2.5 months or 2 months. 2 months. Look at all the destruction in 2 months. They've taken us from a free country to a socialist country. If you don't think we're socialists, take a look. Just look. Just look around. Look at what you can and can't do. Look at what's going on. Look at the bills that have passed. You don't believe me? I'm going to give you some. I'm going to identify the different tips and points and compare them. And I'm going to work on this weekend. And then I'm going to throw you for a real zinger and then do the list of the communist items, because they were talking about that on the show with Brandon House on Sunday with Leo Homan. And then they were also talking about it with another guest. And there's a couple other ones. There's 10 points or 10 somethings with communism. And we've done there's all but one left. Yeah. This is a plan. This is calculated. It's actually written. If you don't think, when I say it's planned, they've actually wrote it down. The CCP has written it down. And they said, here's our plan. Rockefeller Center. The Rockefeller Foundation. And the Bill Gates and all those guys. They've written it out. They've done presentations. They've done conferences. There's videos. And they tell you, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to ruin everything and make sure that's only good for us. And we're like, oh, that can't be real. It wasn't like somebody wrote an essay about them or did a report on them. No, they wrote it themselves. Then they passed it out for everyone to read it, to let them know, here's what we're going to do. Thinking that we wouldn't even pay attention, or we wouldn't care, or we wouldn't do anything, because we were dumb enough to put the masks on, shut down our businesses, shut down our schools, shut down the country, the entire country of the United States of America, shut down for the flu, guys, for the flu. The whole thing was a political propaganda pandemic. I will say it again, and I will say it again, and I will say it again, and we have the facts to prove it. They manipulated the testing. They manipulated the propaganda. They changed how they calculated the deaths. They called everything COVID. Then it became, did you die with COVID or from COVID? CDC inflated the deaths by 1,600% through the election. PCR tests were done at a calibration of 40 when it should have been 17. So that's why everything came back positive. And if this thing was so deadly, so contagious, you actually had to have a test to tell you had it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And everybody bought into it. So contagious, it could live on your shoe or a box for 6 months. So you better sanitize everything. Are you kidding? Are you effing kidding me? That was the narrative, and it worked. These people who concocted this must have said, this is the most ridiculous thing that they're sitting around a table going, you know, you guys, we've come up with a lot of crazy stuff over the years. Some of it kind of stuck, some of it kind of failed. And I always said, this was probably a movie script. And somebody went and pitched it to all the movie studios, and they all said, there's no way anyone's going to go see this movie because it is so ridiculous that no one even is going to believe it. We can't even put it in like an extreme sci-fi category where maybe we can get like a cult following, because no one's going to believe that people in America or all over the world are going to be this dumb. They're going to fall for this. So then they're like, well, we can't get a movie studio to do the movie. Let's give it a try in real life. And they all looked at each other and they said, you know what? I think it might actually work. I think it might actually work. Yeah, it did. It did. It did. Just so you know, I'm going to put things into perspective real quick. I didn't even finish my little thing here. Oh, doesn't matter. You know how many people had SARS when Obama was president? 50 million people had SARS. Was there a lockdown? Was there masks? World shutdown? 50 million. And that's actually without manipulating the tests. That was probably the real number. Now, they've manipulated all the tests so that they're saying is the number of people that, well, I'm going to give you the information now that it's out there. Now that it's up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not 50 million. It's 60 million. 60 million. 60 million got SARS when President Obama was, when he was president. It was 50 million people that died from bacterial pneumonia during the Spanish flu of 1918, which was caused by the masks. And of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci wrote the paper about it in 2008. So he knew that wearing masks was actually bad, unhealthy for you. You're breathing carbon dioxide. You're breathing all the things that you're supposed to get rid of in your system. It's like almost eating your own poop. You're eating your own poop. You're taking, if someone wanted to eliminate you, they put a pillow over your face to smother you. It's what the masks are doing. The masks are doing. All right, so I'm going to throw this out there just because I started down this path and I didn't want to, but I'll do it real quick and then we'll wrap it up here because it's 1:40. I got to go. Death rate 2020 was lower than in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. But yet we had a huge pandemic, had to shut down the country, had to shut down the world, and the overall deaths were lower than the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Does that make any sense? No. And then, of course, it matters on what you classify as a death. Remember, we talked about different categories. There's two kinds of math. There's you and my math, checkbook math, and then there's government corporation math, which means you just move things in different columns. It doesn't have to be real money. All of a sudden, you're adding, you're subtracting. But and at the end of the day, it's not like you and my checkbook math. Checkbook math means I have $10 in my account. I take $3 out. I have $7 left. That's it. It is what it is. Government and corporation math is, well, we have $10 and we actually have taken out $100. But if we move this to this column, move to this column, move this to this column, it actually shows now that we have $100,000 in the company. That's what they did with these classifications of where they put the deaths. Because if you look at what the numbers are, there was no flu in 2020. Give me an effing break again, okay? No heart attacks and nobody died from cancer. I'm sorry, what? So COVID is the solution to cancer, heart attacks, and the flu. And that there was a couple of doctors that actually, I heard him on one of my shows and I could not believe it came out of his mouth. I had to turn it off because my ears were bleeding. They were bleeding. He said, he actually said this, and he runs an entire hospital. I think it was in Staten Island. I'll have to look up his name. He was on Joe Piscopo's show. I love Joe. Joe's one of my buddies, and I'm going to get him on the show here very soon. It's like him and I are totally on the same page. It's like talking the same language, except he's totally famous and rich, and you know I'm here at my house. But anyway, the doctor said something like, the reason why there was no flu this year is because we were all wearing masks. I said, what? Did he just say that? Because if masks actually were proven, which they never have, there's been no scientific clinical studies. There's been no peer reviews. And if you just, it says it on the box, but it doesn't prevent you from getting the coronavirus. It says it on the box, right? He said the masks, wearing all the masks is what eliminated the flu this year. I said, oh, God, help this guy. God, help everybody that has to go to his hospital. That's not somebody that you want to get advice from because that's not what eliminated the flu. The eliminating the flu is calling everything the coronavirus and putting it in whatever that column. It still was the flu. The flu is actually deadlier than the coronavirus. Yeah, these are all facts. I'm not making this stuff up. One other thing to put things into perspective for you guys, and then I got to wrap it up. As I mentioned, the CDC inflated the death rates of COVID by 1,600% through the election on purpose. Oh, one thing about the mask. The mask, when you put a mask on, it's still, the particles still come out. And the particles are so much smaller than the porousness of the mask. It's the analogy that is best used by, I believe, Dr. Simone Gold, who will be at the conference in Tulsa, by the way. Can't wait to meet her. Of America's frontline doctors.
the great video on our website, which is actually still up. So if you go to the Take Action tab, watch the video with her. She gives you a whole rundown of the coronavirus, the scam, the propaganda behind it. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. They're targeting minorities with it. You want to talk about racial? You want to talk about racist? That's where the real racism is coming from. It's coming from the government. It's coming from these the 11 bigs is where it's coming from. Watch the video. It's unbelievable. It's like an hour and 20 minutes. Worth every minute of your time. Anyway, the analogy that you use is trying to stop any transmission or particles with the mask, not just coronavirus. Coronavirus is just a it's virus, it's particles, right? Right? You've got to get them from one place to another. It's like trying to stop a mosquito, the chain link fence. It's just going to go right through anyway. So the mask doesn't do anything. It actually is harmful for your health. So please, anybody that's still wearing them, especially in the car, especially in Arizona where you're quote-unquote not required, even though they couldn't require you to legally wear one anyway. They don't have that right. During a pandemic, doesn't eliminate your constitutional rights and give the authority to someone to make those decisions for you. It's not a law. It's not a law. And we'll get into that on another show. But anyway, I just want to put these numbers, let them sink in. I hope you have your common sense caps still on. They're still on. CDC, keep in mind, it's not part of the government. It's a private company. Like the Federal Reserve. It's not federal. It's a private company. All right? So what I keep saying about them being the bad guys and then what MTG explained about the infrastructure, does it make sense now? Does it make sense to you? All right. Here we go. I'm going to do this, and then we're going to go. So on March 24th of 2020, remember, this is all about fear and manipulation. This is all about changing the numbers, changing the rules to accomplish your end goal, accomplish your agenda. So if you want more tests to show positive, if you're supposed to be at a gauge of 17, you yank it up to 40, a piece of fruit can be found positive, which is what happened from the head of that country, which I can't remember, think off the top of my head. Might be Tanzania or something like that. Or he all of a sudden, like a couple weeks ago, died. Just disappeared, died. I don't think he's disappeared. I don't think he's dead. Or if he did, they took him out. So he sent the test in, and that's when it came back that the kumquat or the guaya or whatever the fruit is that he did. And then the goat came back positive. Because it's at 40. Everything will come back positive. Take a swab from the door and it'll come back positive. Manipulation. All to create fear to accomplish an agenda. So on March 24th, 2020, they changed the guidelines of how they calculate fatalities for COVID-19. Keep in mind, COVID, they're just calling it COVID-19. It's still a coronavirus. Coronavirus is just a form of the flu. So the total fatalities on 324 exclusively for COVID-19 was 161,392. Now, if they would have used the calculations and the guidelines that they've had for 17 years prior to 324 for the same COVID-19, on 324, the total deaths would have only been 9,684. So you can see they're manipulating the numbers, manipulating the tests to accomplish their goal. So when you hear 500 and some odd deaths, it's not true. That's a lie. That's a lie. It's 100% a lie. So you got to stop lying. Words matter. Messages matter. It's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Stop calling it a vaccine. There's nothing vaccine about it. It even says on the websites for Moderna and Pfizer, it's not a vaccine. And it's also not been approved by the FDA. Not like I'm a big fan of the FDA, but even if the FDA says, hey, dude, we're not approving it, you know there's got to be something really bad about it if the FDA says we're not approving it. We're going to go into detail more about that later. But anyway, all right, I have talked way too long. I am going to give you two little things. I'm going to give it to you and then I'm going to be done. I just want to say I'm going to do my ending. I'm going to do a couple audios and just be done with it. I can't believe what time it is. Anyway, A special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Please have patience while I contact GoDaddy as soon as I finish this, and we'll see if we can get this thing back to where it needs to be. At least the homepage and the Take Action tab seem to be okay. We'll have everything back up and running. We'll get everything back on track to get you guys the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Tune in tomorrow, Thursday, for our all-star and final all-star episode of March Maskless Madness. We are talking about personal and business coaching. It's going to be a phenomenal show. Heavy hitters coming out. If you get a chance, please listen to the partners and or the all-star partners from yesterday, which is episode 191. And then we'll be back Friday for our purpose. This particular segment, purpose-driven partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Real quick, I'll do it tomorrow. You got enough information. Keep that cap on, common sense cap on. Just try. Just leave it on for the rest of the day. Or if you can sleep in it, though, it'd be great. I think you're awake. I hope you're awake. I'm awake. I am fired up. So go take action. What we shared today, make it a great day. You deserve it. Tomorrow, nooner, motivation, inspiration, and a little entertainment. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to your ramble. Let's do this.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We have somewhere, I asked the staff to write it down for me, and they did, not for this, but for a longer discussion. We have somewhere, what are we doing?
And he wants to be your latex salesman. Yeah. All righty, we're out of here. Nooner, tomorrow. See you then.
This is a... But I'm ready to work with any Republican who wants to help solve the problem or make the situation better. But folks, I'm going. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.